There is nothing in Islam which people can point at. Islam is absolutely a flawless religion. Alhamdulillah, nobody can find out any fault in it. Alhamdulillah, it is a belief of Muslims that Islam is free from faults. It is totally an impeccable religion. It has abundance of distinguishing features.
Gonna describe two hadiths which have got me with the ear. The first one is, there is no doubt the religion is easy. The person who tries to make this religion difficult will indeed be overpowered by it. According to the second one, you are sent to make things easy. You are not sent to make things difficult. Alhamdulillah, our religion is the one that facilitates. We need to understand. We need to learn. Come to the atmosphere of Dawat Islami, inshallah you will learn a lot. I hope so.
Just because of ignorance, people sometimes say that so and so thing is difficult in religion, and that it is Maulana people who introduce religion in a difficult form. Don't they see adversities and hardships which they pass through in daily life? For example, the laborers who lift heavy items like bags of sand and who perform construction work. I think to people like us, if a wage of even 10 million rupees is offered, yet we could not do such taxing and onerous job, we are not able. We will fall. There are lots of other strenuous and taxing jobs. Some people are interested in doing a job in a company. It's easy for him to do, but difficult for the one who is not interested. Same is retailing. Some people dig holes in the ground and someone carries a water bag. Different people perform different strenuous and exhausting jobs in the world. Yet, Ma'azallah, people are prone to targeting religion only, saying that it is difficult enough. Ma'azallah, summa ma'azallah. May Allah bestow perfect wisdom upon us.
Ameen.
Whatever does the religion include is the excellent features, ease, solace and facility. And it is a flawless religion. And whatever is said by the Islamic scholars, I mean to say that we most respectfully accept it. We don't have to oppose what is said by the Islamic scholars. Say labbaik to whatever ulama Ahle Sunnat say. We cannot compete them in wisdom and knowledge. We lack religious information. We should not be influenced by Satan. Even we cannot tell what is fuzz. In performing wuzu, we won't be able to recite funeral prayer. This is exactly our condition. But we blame Islam and Islamic scholars, saying that they have made the religion difficult. What we really know. So such comments are passed by those people who are influenced and tricked by Satan. An obedient and devout Muslim can never utter such words from his mouth. We have to be obedient and to live here.